Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Charisse Alexander, your host of Your Collective. It's been a few episodes since I've done a solo cast, and a thought occurred to me this morning, and I've really been examining a lot of my relationships, or maybe I should say it more like spirit has been forcing me to examine my relationships. And, you know, not just the romantic ones. I think sometimes we automatically assume romantic when we talk about relationships, but really at this time, I'm examining all of them. My friendships, my family relationships, my romantic relationships, and not so much from the lens of what other people are doing for me and giving to me, but more through the lens of how am I showing up and am I happy with how I have shown up. And this morning when I woke up, there was something real heavy sitting on my chest. And, you know, I'd had a dream, and I won't go into the details of the dream, but the dream prompted me to reach out to a friend. And I don't know what I was expecting, but this person's been on my mind for a really like frequently and with like more urgency. And so I've always been somebody who, when somebody crosses my mind, I call them or I text them just to say, hey, you crossed my mind, or just checking in. Like, it might not be so obvious, but my point being is that I will find a way to reach out to that person. And so today was no different. Woke up, had a dream about this person, reached out to them via text message and just said, hey, would love to connect. And, it didn't go maybe the way that I had desired. I don't know what I was expecting, but I think I was expecting something more than what I received. And, it sent me into a little bit of a full loop. And what I mean when I say that is I go inwards. And in this particular case, you know, sometimes people like to lash out outwards. And I guess I could have absolutely been like, well, the nerve of that person to like not make time for me. But no, that's not what I did. Actually, not obviously. That came later. But initially where I ended up going with it was like, full on guilt trip on myself. And, you know, even questioning myself as, you know, how I'm showing up. And what I mean when I say that is like, I know my heart. I know that like when I'm in contact or relationship with people, I know what my intentions are. And the majority of the time, I am able to like detach myself from being too emotional. As much as I am a feeler, like I can look at a scenario and be very objective. I think that it's probably one of my strengths, is that I'm able to like really see scenarios from many different sides and really, you know, I can logic almost anything. I can have objectivity for almost anything. I can have objectivity for virtually everything. And, you know, I found myself in this place and space where I was looking and examining, like, I know that I've made decisions in my life that really are my decisions to make for my life and shouldn't have any impact on other people. But at this particular time, I'd say the last month, I've really been questioning, and not questioning whether or not I should have made those decisions. I still stand by every single one of those decisions that I've made, but really questioning, you know, how could I have done it better? And then it sounds silly, but I was just like, I don't know how you go through life without hurting anybody. Because when I examined the decisions that I made for my life, I was looking at it and I'm like, I don't feel bad about those decisions, but I feel bad that I hurt people. And so enter in the guilt. And guilt is a tricky one, because if we allow guilt to govern, the choices and decisions that we make of how people feel we should show up or expect how we should show up, then it really holds us back from doing the things that we need to do for ourselves on all of our own individual journeys. And so, like, this was literally the spiritual storm I found myself in today, where I was really like, at one point in time, I was even like, oh my gosh, am I even a good person? And even as I say it out loud, it sounds ludicrous to me because I know that I am. But I was allowing myself to be pulled so far into this guilt and shame speech that I had on loop in my head. So anyways, long story short, I go through the whole rigmarole and I'm really glad that I decided to like actually move the energy. I'm like, no, I gotta move this energy because this is not great. And I moved the energy. And once I was able to move the energy, I was able to like, you know, see a little more reason with this. And so, I felt moved to really kind of share, you know, what I've learned about myself really in the last year. You know, I've been on this journey, we'll say with honest intention for the last 7 years. But I think the biggest changes for myself personally have come in the last year. And it really had to do more with like really becoming quite introspective and like really learning how to, yes, I've always been very, or I've considered myself to be more objective than not, but being really discerning. I want to say critical, but that's not the word that I'm looking for, but just really not personalizing what I was uncovering about myself. So today when I was having this full on thing with myself, I realized that I was carrying all of this guilt and all of this anger because of these expectations that I perceive that other people place on me. And interestingly enough, I think in a lot of ways I live my life in a way that people are like, oh, she doesn't care about anybody. She just does whatever she wants. And that's true to a certain degree, not the not caring about anybody, but, you know, living my life in a way that is authentic for me where I am. But that doesn't mean that I'm anywhere near the place where I'm just like legitimately don't give a rat's ass about how anybody feels within that. I find myself, if not verbally, on some level, energetically apologizing for living my life in a way that resonates with where I am at this moment in time. So interestingly enough, forget other people's expectations. I had this, or am currently working on, a ridiculous expectation that I have with myself that I can somehow live authentically without ruffling a few feathers. If I don't ruffle a few feathers along the way, I don't think that I'm doing it right. And I genuinely mean that. Like if I don't make one or two people upset with me throughout the course of this journey, then I don't think that I'm actually really being authentic. And that doesn't mean that I intentionally go out. That certainly does not mean that I intentionally go out to hurt or harm people. In fact, it's just the opposite. But a thought dawned on me not that long ago where I was like, you know, I can understand, see, and recognize that even though my choices for how I live my life might not directly affect people, there's certainly a ripple effect of how my choices might ruffle somebody's feathers and make them feel a way, or they might be telling themselves a story about what their value is in my world. And I recently had this come up in a family relationship where, you know, this person had said to me, I was making them feel like they were really hurt by something that I certainly would not be hurt about at all. And they'd even asked me, I'm like, well, how would you feel if this happened to you? And I was just like, well, to be very honest with you, it did happen. And I'd felt absolutely no way about it. And I said it just like that. And unfortunately, that could come across as being very flippant, but I was being authentic. But I could see that the fact that I had done whatever this thing was to this person, and I could see also that this person was telling themselves a story about how I perceived them. And that story was just not true. And I even vocalized the story for them. I even said to the person, I'm like, listen, I can totally and clearly see that you, you're telling yourself something that is just not true for me. You believe this about yourself, and I do not believe that about you at all. So in other words, what I was trying to say to them is, this is not my trauma. I can understand how I hurt you. That certainly was not my intention. I apologize for how my actions may have made you feel like that, but that's not how I feel about you. Now, because this person is close to me, I was able to say it in a way that, I was able to repair it, because I knew that, and this is what I mean when I say how we live our lives sometimes unintentionally has that collateral damage of like hurting people. So, and I went on to say to this person, thank you very much for sharing that with me, because I'm not a mind reader and I can't adjust. I can't make the decision about how to show up best for you if I don't know when I've ruffled your feathers. And so I'm an excellent student. At least I like to think so. You know, they were able to share with me how I'd hurt them, and I was able to very quickly see, acknowledge, apologize. But even further to that, you know, like within a week or so, I was able to show up the way they needed me to show up. Now, the important thing here is, just because you tell me how you need me to show up doesn't mean I'm always going to be able to show up the way that you need me to. I made a choice. You know, this person shared with me how they were feeling about something. I could have absolutely said, don't care, and kept it pushing. But this person is extremely important to me, and I would never want them to think or feel that I didn't value them. So I was able to quickly, you know, I think smooth that over a little bit. And the important part within that is that I was able to quickly see how my flippancy was having this unintended hurt. And that's really what I'm talking about, right? Like, I wasn't being flippant because I didn't care. I was being flippant because the activity the person wanted me to engage in to say I cared, I didn't really care about because it wasn't important to me. So I'm really trying to be mindful of that. But at the same time, I'm also trying to honor wherever I am in my journey. So, you know, as a continuation of today and rolling through how I was feeling, like what actually sparked this was the having this dream and thinking about this friend and then messaging them and, you know, receiving a response that, you know, I clearly had an expectation around, because if I was just sending it for sending it, then the fact that their response did or didn't meet up would have not bothered me if I didn't have an expectation. So I think I absolutely had my own expectation around how they should show up for me. See the problem with expectations? They're tricky, tricky things. So I really don't love that word. I'm trying to expunge it from my vocabulary, to be very honest with you, because it's just so constraining. I think the word recently that has been not reintroduced to me, but used in place of expectations, are requirements. You know, what do you require in this type of friendship? And then obviously having grace, because we're human and we're just not going to get it right all the time. And so as I was reflecting on this relationship with this friend, you know, I'm having like a full ball session. Like, I'm on my treadmill, I'm doing my thing, but I am crying. Like, my heart is like broken over the state of this relationship. And then at some point I it's funny how these emotions are all so closely linked, but at some point I got angry. And I was indignant. I was like, how dare this person be angry? Like, they're not even talking to me. So they don't even, and what I mean when I say talking is like, we haven't had a full-fledged good dig into it kind of conversation. And I know it's coming. I don't know when. I'm not even putting any boundaries of time or requirements of time on it, but I know the conversation is coming. But I had an opportunity to be angry about it. Because I'm someone who, and I think I'm really good at this, but the truth is like, I also have my own process. You can't force me to talk if I don't want to. And, but I think I was angry because I was like, you know, at least when I've been angry at you in the past, I've at least told you why I was angry. So here I am getting all angry at somebody's process. Meanwhile, totally forgetting that I also have my own process. And I have certainly taken the line in relationships where I'm like, I'm not going to talk about it until I'm ready. And I know the reason why I do that. I do that because it's raw. And especially when it's somebody that you just love so much. And right word or not, you have all these expectations of how you're going to show up for each other. And when it doesn't happen, it's really, really raw. And so I, on a logical level, understand it very, very well. But on an emotional level, I think my feelings were just really hurt. And so after acknowledging, and interestingly enough, once I was able to acknowledge that I was also angry, then because not only was I angry, but I was also feeling guilty. And then I was like, this idea just kept really pressing itself into my awareness. And it was like it was just this need to forgive. And, you know, sure, there's forgiveness for other people, but more importantly than forgiving other people, forgiving myself. Because I was like judging and blaming myself for, you know, remember, I had even questioned whether or not I was even a good human being. Like, that's so extreme. Like, when you think about that, that's such an extreme leap in one's mind. But this was the question that I posed. And I recognized that, you know, I'm not going to be able to show up for everyone the way they need all the time. And that's okay. You know, and I know my heart. I know my intentions. I know that I walk with love and light. And it's unfortunate that sometimes my actions are misinterpreted or misunderstood. But at the end of the day, I know who I am. And I know what it is that I try to bring to every single interaction, even the ones that are painful. So today's lesson for me, well, I shouldn't say lesson because it's a work in progress. I should say today what I'm grappling with, or the question that I pose, you know, in this forum is, you know, as you journey on your walk with faith or spirituality. And this is, I think, the reason why the last year has really been so, the only word I can come up with is like chaos. And not chaos in a bad way, but like just feeling like one storm after another. And I don't even mean that in a negative way. I just mean all these things that are coming up that I personally have to grapple with. And with that, I'm trying to figure out how to navigate this in a way that allows me to, number one, be authentic. Number two, hold love, hold light. And number three, stand in a place of non-judgment for myself or others around me. And so the question that I pose, you know, again, out there and as well to myself is like, how do we navigate our close, intimate relationships as we shift and evolve, bearing those three things in mind? So whatever your three things are, but my three things are being authentic, holding love and light in my heart, and always showing up without judgment. How do I do that? Because today was a very human moment when I was like, I was angry. I was angry and I was judgy and I was blaming and I was angry, and all of that really boiled down to the fact that I was hurt. And somebody said to me today, for all that you feel, that person is equally feeling it. And that like hit me because, you know, when we're tied to people, and I mean closely tied, they often act as mirrors of what we might be challenged with or grappling with. So, you know, it's I find many of my relationships are in a state of flux, change, transition. I might even pose out there that, you know, this is maybe part of the reason why I was like, am I even a good human being? Because so many of them are in a state of flux, but then realizing that I'm in a massive change and transition right now, like just massive. Like I am not at all the person today that I was a year ago. I'm not even the same person today that I was 6 months ago. So, you know, that's again, the challenge with, and so even as I say that, I think that I need to also have grace for the people in my life and having these judgments spoken or not, that they are the same people today that I left them as. Because if I've changed, then it certainly stands to reason that they've evolved in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, all of this to also say, maybe I'm totally making this up in my head and this person's not angry at me at all. I don't think that's the truth, to be honest. Maybe they're just busy living their best life. I don't actually really think that's it. I think that there's, you know, some either spoken or unspoken expectations on both of our parts. And so I invite you to ponder that. And so the question I pose out loud is, how do you navigate your close, intimate relationships when you know that you are shifting and you are changing? And maybe part of that is that, you know, there's a grieving process. If I'm not the same person today that I was a year ago, whether it's a person I liked or not, it's still a loss. There's still a letting go. There's still a letting, and I think that that's maybe where all these feelings come from, is acknowledging that, you know, I might be mourning, not might be, I think I am mourning what was, because what was will never be again. And maybe there's a part of me that's like living in the past of what was, missing the really great parts, maybe not missing some of the not so great parts, and trying to figure out how do we create something new. But I can't do that by myself. So that's where I am right now as I navigate my friendships and my relationships and my romantic ones. One. is trying to figure out how I can be me while still loving and honoring the people around me and without having to fight for them to just love me as I am. And I think that's actually a challenge that I read about in a book by Carolyn Miss Mice. I always say her name wrong, but it's M-Y-S-S. And, it's where I started to really understand that sometimes on this journey, you have to be willing to like leave the tribe, for lack of putting it a better way. And I mean like symbolically. I don't mean like anybody's actually kicking me out of the tribe, but as humans, we all desire a sense of belonging. And I think when I started reading this book, it was, she's got a whole bunch of books, but I think it was like right around when the pandemic was starting. So like spring of 2020. And I was like, so in love with some of the ideas that Carolyn Miss was putting out there that it just, everything seemed to make sense to me, like how I was living life and the expectations that I had of myself and people around me. And, but one thing that really resonated with me is like, sometimes you got to leave the tribe. Sometimes you got to like literally go out on your own and do your thing. And I think that, you know, for my friends and family who know me really intimately, I think I've silently done that, maybe not loudly, but I think that I've definitely been somebody who has danced to the beat of my own drum. And the truth is that I don't regret any of it. I do not regret a single decision that I've made. In terms of living life on my terms. And I I'm not going to apologize for it because I'm also trying to break this guilt piece. And so I'm not going to say that I'm sorry, because I don't think that living my life the way that I have, I don't know that I have to apologize to anybody. So anyways, that's what I wanted to share with you today, was a little question posing around friendships, family relationships, and romantic relationships, and where I'm currently at in terms of trying to navigate all these relationships and, you know, still remaining true to myself. So thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, take care.